A bipartisan plan in the Washington legislature to give undocumented students access to college aid is coming under fire. A Republican state senator from eastern Washington has introduced a measure to amend the so-called Real Hope Act. This change would give priority to lawful residents when it comes to limited financial aid dollars. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
The Real Hope Act passed the Washington Senate with broad bipartisan support. It expands college scholarships for low-income students to include high school graduates who came to this country illegally with their parents. Last year, the program already had a wait list of 32,000 eligible students. State Senator Janaea Holmquist-Newbery says that's a problem.
If we're going to add more kids to the queue, let's have them go to the back of the line instead of being able to go into the front of the line and bump these kids that have already been waiting.
Holmquist-Newbery is a Republican from Grant County, Washington, where Latinos make up nearly 40% of the population. She says within that immigrant community are families with legal status who don't think their kids should have to compete with undocumented students for college aid. Sponsors of the so-called Real Hope Act say the program should award students money based on financial need, not whether they have legal status or not. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.